getting ready for the biggest game of the year, the biggest game of his life. I don't know. We're just trying to pump this up as much as possible because it's that big.
It is.
Dave, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
No, I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing good, Coach.
We're doing very well. And, of course, this is going to be a major test for your guys, and you're certainly ready for it at this stage of the week because we're so close to this game. How are you feeling about it?
I feel great. I feel like these guys are prepared the right way. Our coaches have done a great job getting them ready and looking forward to the contest. Two really physical teams that are playing well.
And Coach, you've been building up to this point, of course, since you took over there in 2013. And I always ask coaches that take over a new gig, you know, when you step on campus, what's the first thing you like to instill in your program? You being an old defensive guy, what was the first thing that you looked at on this team and said, hey, we got to change that immediately?
There was so many things. I mean, it was more – getting competitive depth on our roster. You know, we just didn't have a lot of depth at that time, and we needed to get taller at every position. We were a pretty short football team, and so we recruited length, and we recruited, you know, guys that were versatile that we knew we could develop and build into bigger bodies, and wanted to create a culture where they love football and look forward to being a part of working hard because, you know, at a place like NC State, you've got to develop guys into five-star players sometimes, and not that we can't recruit great players, we do, but we also have to fill our roster with guys that have a chip on their shoulder that are going to work harder than everybody else, and it takes time to do that.
Along those lines, Coach, I remarked earlier that when I watch your defense, these guys with the length that you just mentioned, the size, but they also have that speed that I see in these SEC defenses. Was that a huge deal for you as well? We got to get faster on this side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, speed is the name of the game. And, you know, in this league, the ACC, we tried to build our football team where we could beat Florida State, where we could beat Clemson. And at the time that I entered the league, they were at the peak of what's going on in college football. So, you know, we've really done a study on not just what we have to do to be competitive on the Atlantic Division, but we recruit against the SEC all the time. So, you know, we look at who the NFL drafts and what those body types look like, and we go out and try to find guys that not only have the measurables but have the intangibles too.
We had some fun the other day with some Nick Saban audio. He said that when the media writes nice things about the team, it's like rat poison to the players, and we laughed because everybody seems to be saying nice things about that program. But when you're your guys and it's a program that's coming from a different place and growing and getting better and everybody's getting behind you, and then all of a sudden the newspaper is covering you a little bit more and there's more interest, do you feel like you need to ground the kids a little bit more to make sure that they don't get overconfident?
I think our guys were grounded a year ago and everyone turned on us, to be honest with you. So it's pretty easy for us to say, you know, win or lose, we're not going to listen to people because we know what they do when you don't win. And we've tried to insulate our guys into an atmosphere where all we care about is what we did yesterday and how we're going to learn from it and get better today. We don't look ahead. We do inspect and identify and create action plans for the next day, every day of the week. And it's been easy to focus on because we've been doing that since we started this thing in January.
Coach, can you give us a little bit more insight on what you mean by everyone turned on you a year ago?
We lost a game last year to Clemson, you know, on a field goal. And after that, you know, we did not handle that loss well and had a tough month in October and really had a lot of people on the outside saying bad things about our coaches, our players. And, you know, our guys hung together and we won three of the last four games. And I thought it really helped us grow as a team. Our chemistry got better. We bonded and went through a really hard time together and came out of it with some incredible momentum, and had some great seniors like Bradley Chubb and Jalen Samuels and B.J. Hill decide to stay and finish what they started because they felt it in the program. And they just understand that this is a family here, and we're going to work together and not let outside influences impact us one way or the other.
Gio and Jones with NC State head football coach Dave Doran across the country on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Bradley Chubb. We watch him play. We're amazed with his play. Tell us something about him that only you and the people in the program would know that you like about the guy.
He's the hardest working guy that probably in college football. I mean, he's got incredible talent. He was raised by great parents, so his intangibles are off the hook. But nobody works harder than him. He practices like it's a game every day. He has incredible enthusiasm for the game. And when he's off the field, he's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. But on the field, he's nasty, you know, and that's what I love about him.
What you just mentioned something, that run or the slide you had last season. That's one of the reasons I picked you to beat Louisville this year, is because you just missed knocking off Clemson a year ago. And I thought you guys allowed that one loss to beat you twice, which young teams can allow those type of things to happen. Now, you faced a running quarterback in Lamar Jackson. You were able to defeat Louisville. Wimbush, any comparison in his game to Jackson? I don't think he's the passer that Jackson has become this season, but any other things that are similar to what you faced versus Louisville?
Yeah, I mean, he's very dangerous as a runner. You know, I think Lamar is just in a class of his own because of how fast he is and how many different ways they run him, you know. And Petrino has an NFL passing offense along with all the QB run games, so there's a ton of things you're preparing for. Not that he can't throw the football. He can. Wimbush has a good arm. It's just he has not had the experience that and the passing offense. They haven't had to rely on the drop-back passing game like Louisville does. I mean, they lead the ACC in passing, so it's just a different offense. They've really bought into running the football. They got a great offensive line. They got a great tailback. They got big tight ends, and Wimbush is just another part of it, and when he does drop back, he's scary, you know. So there's all those different things going on at the same time. It's a different game, though, than Louisville, because their passing offense is very prolific.
You've got strength against strength, that offensive line of Notre Dame and your defensive line and your guys. So when you look at how big those guys are, NFL players, and then the talent that you have on the defensive line, how do you expect that to go once things get moving on Saturday?
Well, that's going to be the battle right there. I mean, they've got four senior O-linemen that are great players. We've got four senior D-linemen and two junior D-linemen that I think are great players. And there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in the trenches that's going to determine the outcome of the game. I think the other side of the ball is no different. Our O-line's playing at a high level, and they've got a great rotation on their D-line. They're long, they're active, and they're very sound in what they do. And it's going to be an old-school game on the line of scrimmage.
Yes, it's going to be one of those snot bubble games, so get them on tight, strap them on tight for this one. Ryan Finley, of course, he was at Boise State. How'd you get him to come all the way out to NC State?
Well, I mean, he looked at several schools, and we were at a situation where we had just lost Jacoby Brissett, and we had a quarterback coming back that we felt great about, Jalen McClendon, who's still here and we love. We didn't feel like we had a backup behind Jalen, that if Jalen had an injury we could win with at the time. We needed to develop our younger quarterbacks. And so we were looking for a guy that could come in and either beat Jalen out or be his backup, so that we had two real options there. And there were several quarterbacks at the time that were looking around. And so, you know, we did our homework on guys. And obviously Ryan had a background already with Eli. He visited us and a couple other schools, and it was just a good fit for both parties.
Do you use the aura and mystique and all the cliche things that comes with playing at Notre Dame in your preparation for this game? Do you talk about that with your players, or do you have the mentality of, listen, it's a business trip, the field doesn't matter, the place doesn't matter, we got to do what we have to do?
Yeah, no, I mean, we'll talk briefly about it, but you know, the thing here is these kids didn't grow up in an era where Notre Dame was a power football team. I mean, they've always been a storied program, and really I grew up in that age when Lou Holtz had them rolling. These guys, you know, they grew up thinking about Florida and thinking about Clemson, thinking about Florida State, those kind of teams, and we've played well at those stadiums. You know, when we played at Florida State, we played well. Played at Clemson, we've played well, so the environment's not much of a factor when it comes to the guys as far as the mystique. It's more about just the fundamentals, the technique, their eyes, you know, being able to handle crowd noise, which will be a big factor in the game for our offense.
Jalen Samuels has been a huge factor for this offense. He is so much fun to view on the football field. This guy, you use him in so many different ways. I mentioned earlier that he's an H-back, he's a tight end, you can hand it off to him. How has he developed in your system?
You know, he's a special guy. I mean, he's developed in so many ways. And as a receiver, he's a tough matchup. He's got really good skills when it comes to catching the football, running routes, and getting guys turned around and finding spaces. as a runner, he's just got unique vision. You know, he doesn't require a lot of reps to see what he needs to see, and his football IQ is uncanny, and he can do a lot of things because you don't have to rep him a lot of times to get it done. He just understands the big picture, and he can react quickly.
Earlier this month, there was some talk about a contract extension, and that's happening. You know, anytime you have a start like this and you're playing that well, that may happen. It's got to be tough, though, because on one hand, you're like, this is great because a place wants to extend my contract. But on the other hand, you're so focused on the task at hand, you're probably thinking, oh, can we wait for this? What's that like going through that, both sides of that?
You know, my agent's working on that with our athletic director and chancellor, and that's what we pay him to do. So I'm focusing on winning games and letting those guys handle that side of it. There's no doubt that I'm excited about the opportunity to be here for a long time. My kids love it here. My wife loves it here. So that'll play itself out, and I'm not sure how fast those things can work because I really haven't been dealing with it.
Dave Doe, now am I reading that correct? That's the nickname, your little inner circle. That's what they call you?
What's that?
Dave Doe?
No, never heard that before.
Never heard that before. Okay, I was wondering because I hadn't heard it either. So I wanted to go straight to and get it from the horse's mouth. I was like, that's a new one. But maybe you'll be rolling in the dough if Gio, you're correct about these contract talks. If when you the final seconds are off the clock Saturday, and you're staring at another W for NC State, what will you point to as the reason why you won this ballgame?
Turnover margin, for sure. Both teams are very good in that area. They're plus 10, we're plus 8. And for us this year, we're undefeated when we're even or better in the turnover margin. I think that's going to be a key to this game, and special teams will have a huge part of it with the field position.
Skippy, is that your nickname? I'm trying to figure that out. No. Okay. Coach, thanks for the time, man.
Appreciate
it, Coach. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go Pack.